Hello, everyone, and welcome to my show, Your Inner Thoughts. My name is Michael Goger. I'll be your host for the next hour here at BBS Radio. My show is here twice a week, every Sunday and Wednesday, midnight, Eastern Standard Time. And I'm a psychic medium, and I do nonstop readings from beginning to end. And I breathe a little bit in between. And we have a caller already, so I'm going to give the number real quick. Toll-free in the U.S., 1-877-876-5227. And anywhere else, dial direct, 1-530-876-3222. Okay, and I'll go right to the caller. Caller, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You're a regular listener?
Yes, I am.
Good. Good. Okay, what's your first name?
I'm Brenda.
Brenda? Where
yes.
You calling from, Brenda?
Mississippi.
Mississippi. That's good. All right. So you heard me read before then, so I'll just jump into your reading.
Okay.
All right. I usually give a general reading and probably hit a question on the way out.
Okay.
Okay. You know, I'm going to a lot of... I'm pulled right to decision-making, so I feel like you're going to spend the next 30 days anyway making a lot of decisions. And I'm also hearing, like, judgments and settlements, too. So if there is anything illegal going on...
No, nothing legal.
All right. Between now and the end of, say, what, end of August, beginning of September, there may be something that pulls you in that direction. It could be, like, paperwork or business transaction type thing or agreements, so insurance. You might be dealing with this type of a thing.
Okay.
I keep hearing mom with you for some reason. Is your mother still alive or has she passed?
Yeah, she's still alive.
She's still alive?
Uh-huh.
Okay. There may be some above and beyond interaction with her, a little more contact or something with mom. So I just feel like I want to reach out to her a little more than usual.
Well, probably because next week she's got to have an eye surgery.
What's that?
She's got to have an eye surgery next week.
I can't hear you.
Next Wednesday, she's got to have eye surgery.
Oh, she's having eye surgery.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. That's interesting. That's why she was covering her eyes so when she was talking to me. I was wondering why she was doing that. See the things I don't mention that I should? So there's going to be a lot of activity with her and more concern, and you're going to be connected to her, so and rightfully so, and keep an eye on her and stay with her, and, you know, a little more than usual.
Okay.
Now, it might even get to be, are you going to be working with her, helping her, or taking care of her?
I do that now, anyway.
You're doing that now? Okay, because I'm getting, like, a little bit of an added increase in responsibility and, what's the word?
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? A little more workload there with her. Don't let it upset you or throw you.
Oh, okay.
All right. Okay, when is her surgery, Brenda?
It's next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday, okay. Okay. The healing process is probably going to, you're looking at like a 30-day thing going on here.
Okay, it might I'm not be sure how long it's supposed to be.
What's that?
I'm not sure how long it's supposed to be.
Probably 30 days, the whole affair, you know what I mean, beginning
okay.
to end, and... care above and beyond attention will be needed, but I'm not panicking. I don't feel worried or concerned. I just feel like that's where my attention is going to be, and that's where my focus is going to be.
Okay.
For like the next 30 days with mom and take care of her issues and concerns and care. Now, is there anybody expecting around you, Brenda?
Yes, there is.
Okay. I'm being pulled with a little concern in that direction, too. I don't know if there's
yes,
difficulty.
Yes, there is. She's been having high blood pressure, and they're trying to wait till it go down before they can do a C-section.
Okay. Okay, so that's what I'm feeling. I feel like there'll be a pregnancy with some issues and some problems. That might be ongoing, too, so it's going to be. Is that close to you also?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. I feel like between mom and that, you're going to want to be out running wild with a man, but you're going to be tied down with a pregnancy and mom. But it's a good thing, and you're strong, and you're there for a reason, and you do it well. And you're a blessing to everybody around you, so don't let it get to you. I figure by the beginning of September, you're probably free and clear and doing things you feel like doing and want to do. You know what I mean?
Okay. I hope so.
Let's see. There's no settlements or insurance things going on, or
nothing
like
settlement that I can think of coming to mind. Nothing, but you know, I've been trying to get a full time job or something. Unless it's I'm working part time at the moment. Two days a week, actually.
Well, the searching and the seeking is coming to an end. I feel as though, as you go into September, you'll be pretty much on the path and the track you want to be on, doing what you want to do, I'm feeling.
Okay, in September.
The end of August, beginning of September, with an increase of finances also. So I wouldn't doubt if you're doing something else, too, by the end of August.
Okay, that sounds good.
Now, but I believe you're going to have to get through this eye surgery and with mom and maybe that baby. It's, like you said, it's close to you. You got a lot on your mind there, a lot on your hands going on.
Yeah.
So... But I do believe you're in a point in your life where probably by the end of August you'll be on different projects. I keep hearing different projects with you. Things that are weighing you down now or maybe keeping you busy now, clearing up or getting better.
Okay.
And then you're off and on new projects, doing things.
So that'll be in every area.
What's that?
That'll be in every area of my life, like career, finance, love life.
Yeah, I'm leaning heavily towards finances and career and something on the side, I keep hearing. You're not the type that's just going to be sitting around.
Okay.
By the end of August, you'll probably know what direction you're going in or what it's going to be. So.
Okay.
All right. And... And things are also looking better, too. With you know, it's almost like mom gets better, the baby thing is better, and you're off and doing something that you want to do, and you're feeling good and having fun as you go into September. Let me see. You know, it's almost like, is there a relationship ending around you, too?
Well, I'm not sure if it's ending or what, to be honest. We're having problems, but I didn't think it was ending.
No, this might not necessarily be you. Is anybody going through a divorce or a separation that's close to you and you've got to hear about it or deal with it?
No, not that I know of.
Not that you know of.
Like I say, I'm having problems with my relationship, so who knows, maybe we are in, I don't know.
Nah, I don't think it's you.
Okay.
I don't think it's you. I think you're going to be really too busy for a full-blown active relationship, at least for another 30 days anyway. So everything's going to stay pretty much the same relationship-wise with you. I think maybe it's a friend or a relative possibly that you can't think of right now. It'll come to you later maybe. or even 2 weeks down the road, a friend or a relative might say, mention it or bring it up.
Are you sure it's not me and my relationship?
I think it's going to stay pretty much the way it is, at least until the end of August. I believe mom and this baby thing and the job thing is keeping your energy busy. I don't know if you can understand that or not.
Yeah, well, the baby, it's been a concern, but, it's not really my problem. It's
okay.
My brother's problem. But, I think about it. And,
right. Okay. I think relationship-wise, it's going to stay pretty much the way it is now. I'm not getting a major change either way.
Okay. So improvements.
Just hang on there until the end of August, and it could probably will change. So.
Do you feel it when it do change? Will it be for the better or for the worse?
I believe for the better.
Okay.
I believe for the better. And are you involved in the church, Brenda?
Not actively.
Okay, is he? Is he?
No.
Interesting. For some reason, I'm feeling that it's almost like people from a church or an organization or trusted friends do some advising. Like to you and him, or maybe it's his side advising him.
Well,
there is advice coming in.
He needs some advising if he's not getting any.
What's that?
I said he needs some if he's not getting any.
Yeah. I almost want to say that it's either friends or either friends that the both of you have or friends that he has possibly. Coming at the right time, and they kind of like say the right things, and it makes a difference in the relationship or with him.
Oh, okay.
So I do believe that it may turn for the better.
Okay. So
but for some reason, I just feel like you're being bogged down a little bit for the next 30 days, busy at home or busy in your mind or busy in your life.
Okay.
And it may be interfering a little bit also, and you got to get past that.
Okay.
So, give it until the end of August and see how it goes. But I feel like it, when it changes, it will change for the better.
Okay.
All right, Brenda?
Okay.
You have a good night.
Okay, thank you for reading me.
No problem. Take care. I hope it helped you.
Okay, thank you.
Blessings.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, everybody, if you'd like to call in, if you're a new listener or you're just joining us, it's toll-free in the U.S., 1-877-876-5227. I am here twice a week, every Sunday and Wednesday, midnight Eastern Standard Time. Hello, caller.
Hello, Michael. Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine.
Oh, good. How are you this evening?
I'm doing fine, thank you. Welcome to the show. What's your first name?
My name is Delana.
Delana?
Yes.
Delana?
Delana.
Lena.
Delana.
Elena. Okay. I'm sorry. There's a little bit of an echo. If you maybe you buy a, or you got the internet on, maybe, or the show in the background, or.
I'm actually calling through my computer.
Okay. Are you on Skype or Snipe, whatever that's called?
Yeah.
Okay. That's getting popular.
It's handy.
Well, you're getting through. What part of the world you from?
I'm phoning from Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Oh, okay.
Welcome
to the show.
Thank you.
Okay, Elena, let's see. Are you a regular listener? Have you heard me read before? Or?
I have. I have friends in Toronto that told me to listen, so.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Great. Word of mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm glad you got through. And let's see. I'm going to jump right into your reading. And I'm going right to the workplace for some reason. Career, a job, or finances. if you're looking, you're going to find, or if you're hoping there's going to be an increase, because I'm leaning in that way too, an increase, promotion, raise.
Well, I'm definitely looking.
Well, that's good. I'm getting excellent. I couldn't ask for better imagery, really. I almost feel like it's going to be tomorrow, so.
Well, that's great.
It's there's a lot of it around you. It's you know, I almost want to say I kind of know them already, or been in contact with them, or applied, or I don't know if this makes sense.
It does for three different companies, and I actually have an interview tomorrow and maybe another one tomorrow. So.
Oh, good. See, it's hot. Mm-hmm. I knew it was hot. Right off the bat, it was work stuff and employment, and I feel real good about it.
Oh, good.
Now, so you got a couple of offers then, or you will have.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there may be multiple. I feel like I'm going to be able to pick which one I want. I don't know if that makes sense. And I feel like I'm going to pick according to the supervisor or the boss. I kind of like one over the other. I don't know if this makes sense, but kind of keep it in mind. I want to go in that direction, too. I want to go with the one that that I like the best, in a way, too. Personality means a lot to me for some reason with this job search and comfort and happiness, too, and work conditions. And so I think you're going to pick that way, too. So
you don't happen to see, like, one of these jobs would be a more of a local kind of a hands-on job, and the other one would be a going long-distance job. Do you have to see which one I might go that way?
Let's see. Whether it's going to be local or long-distance.
Uh-huh.
Interesting. I'm not sure at this time. Now, let me just keep... You know, for some reason I want to say local.
Really? Okay.
For some reason I want to say, I keep hearing local, community, local. And, I don't feel like, I feel like I'm not ruling out the possibility of long distance or something popping up like that. But for some reason I feel I'm doing my best and I'm at my happiest, local, or it's coming to me the easiest or the quickest local for some reason. There's something with local, so keep that in mind.
Okay.
And use your intelligence too, your IQ intelligence, and keep emotions out of it also for some reason. I don't know what that means.
Telling me to make the intelligence choice, not the emotional choice.
Some type of in the decision making, use IQ instead of emotions for some reason. I think it would work better. Or you'll understand it or feel it yourself when it's going down. Let's see. Definitely an increase of finances. By the end of August, if you're not working, I'm going to hang up my crystal ball. I'm only kidding. I have one, but I only look at it once in a while. But I say definite increase and surrounded with opportunity and busy making money within the next 30 days. Definite step up. You may have to go home and then they'll contact you later.
Right.
I don't think.
Yeah, I wouldn't expect them to give me a job right there on the spot.
I just get that feeling that it'll be, and I feel like the news is positive, all positive contacts coming through. And That's about it. I think I'll leave you with that.
Okay. Well, that's sort of what I was calling about anyhow, so.
Good. You wanted to know about it.
Yeah.
Well,
although, I am employed with a company that is just sort of giving me the, they're not giving me the runaround so much as they just don't seem to be able to put me into a unit at this point. And I was kind of hoping that they would still come through, and I'm guessing that's not the case.
Yeah, I wouldn't rule that out. I was just going to, before you said that, I was going to tell you, be prepared for long distance to become a reality or a big part of what you do.
Okay.
Because you're really an open ball game at this point, job-wise, market-wise, with this.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like you may choose locally just to get it established or rooted, and then at the same time even do a little long distance on the side or move into long distance later on.
Okay.
So I wouldn't toss that out at this point. You understand what I'm saying?
I sure do.
Okay. I got numbers. I'll give you some numbers. I'll give you a 4 and a 1 and a 10.
4, 1, and 10.
How's that?
That's fantastic. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you for calling. Tell your friends about us.
Yeah, and no more taking days off.
I knew, you know something, when I was getting ready, I knew somebody was going to say something to me about playing cookie or calling in. It's my work world. I wish I was retired. If one more year from now, and you're going to see a different Michael Goger.
All right.
Big time. You're going to see more of me in a different type. You know, there's so many things I want to say and do, and I really can't at this stage in my life.
Oh.
And that's going to change in about a year.
Well, I look forward to listening to and seeing and hearing the changes that go on in your life, and thank you so much for what you do. You help lots of people who really need a hand out there.
Thank you, Elena.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good night.
You too now.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right, everybody. I am here twice a week. It's every Sunday and Wednesday, midnight, Eastern Standard Time. And the number is toll-free in the U.S. It's 1-877-876-5227, and anywhere else you can dial direct.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm all right. What's your first name?
First name's Chris.
Where are you calling from, Chris?
I'm calling from, I live in a town south of Buffalo, New York.
Okay. Sounds good. Is it hot up there?
Very hot. Yes, it is.
Albany is sizzling.
Oh yeah.
Oh man, has it been hot? I don't think I ever remember it being this hot.
I know, in New York, yeah.
You know, but all right. Anyway, Chris, let's see what we got for you. And okay, I feel like I read you before, so. But then again, I read a lot of people. I've been around a long time, and in my heyday, I was doing a lot of readings, but I do feel like I came across your energy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm feeling balance as being a big thing for you, Chris.
That's good.
And focus on balance and be about balance and seek it in your life. And also getting situated financially and job-wise.
Right, yeah.
Is also going to be a...
And looking to change jobs pretty soon, hopefully. Or maybe.
I feel like it's a big thing right now in your life. Job, money, finances. I feel like it's going to go well. I feel like by the end of August, you're going to be probably pretty much situated or knowing what you're going to be doing. I don't know
good.
If that makes sense. Are you moving that quick? Or, but... probably by the end of August, beginning of September, you got a good working knowledge of what you're going to be doing, where you're going to be doing it.
That's good.
Anything legally or Must be a night for legal stuff. Anything legally, I feel like it's going to go well.
Legally?
Yeah, I don't know if you got any business stuff going on there, settlements or your loans or insurance. You're waiting for something to come through.
I'm paying back loans. I've been rebuilding credit and that kind of thing. And
okay. There might be something above and beyond with that going on within the next 30 days. Also, some type of doing something with somebody else, a partnership or a joint venture is a possibility.
Oh, really? Like what kind of venture?
I wouldn't rule out work or business or...
Mm-hmm. With somebody I already know, or...
I wouldn't rule out a relationship either.
Oh, okay, like a... Male-female relationship.
Yeah, I can't pinpoint. I would go with both areas as a possibility.
Mm-hmm. Anybody in particular?
What's that? What you say, Chris?
Anybody in particular? Like who the relationship might be, or
if there was somebody now that was in your heart or keeping you busy?
Is there now? There was. It was a long time ago, and I had to let go of somebody. And then there was somebody I was recently, like in the past months, interested in. But then that person I just sort of put aside because it was just too hard to get to talk to her or whatever. So I've just sort of been kind of laying low, kind of a thing, you know. Now, but
right. Nothing else going on. Nothing new, huh?
Not really, no. I mean, if anybody I was interested in before were to return or became more available to talk to, I would consider. But.
This could be new.
Oh, brand new thing.
This could be new. I'm feeling like it may come from the work world.
Okay.
The financial world.
Is it somebody already I've met before, or just a brand new entire person?
Yeah, it may be new. I feel like it's somebody that you're going to meet between now and the end of August. Good possibility.
Mm-hmm.
When did you say you were changing jobs?
Well, I'm actually looking into one, and they might interview me or hire me in the next month, but I'm not sure if I want the job will be a good move or not. I'm kind of thinking about the job myself, wondering if it's a good idea to do it. I'm kind of interviewing the interviewer, you know, to see if it's for me too, you know.
Right.
I'm not sure whether to take it or not, you know. So kill me, or if it'll I'll like it, or
is it dealing with service and money and?
Yeah, it's dealing with working behind a bar, not a bartender, but stocking the bar and helping out and to get tips and stuff. You know, but
I feel financially it would be a good move.
Yeah, it's going to be an upgrade from what I get. It's not like what the top people get there, but it's going to be, you know.
Yeah. Oh, it's definitely going to be a step up. You're headed for a step up.
Right. It's like I'll probably make $100 more than I am now.
You know, and not only that, maybe tips and connections too. So.
Yeah, I'm worried about it physically beating me up, though. That's the only thing.
That's what I was going to say, and plus, are you the bartender type? You're definitely a people person.
Oh, yeah, definitely, yeah.
You know, but would it be in a bar or another capacity? I mean, that's something that you got to figure out on your own.
Yeah, because I'm not a very physically fit person. I was afraid of it whipping me, physically beating me, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I'm thinking.
Right. It could be rough bartendering.
Yeah.
But like
I'm not sure if I want to do that or not. I don't know if I could go ahead just to accept it, or if I accept it, I get more money, but I may not be happy.
Yeah.
You know? Like,
money-wise, financially, it'll definitely be good to you.
Yeah, maybe I'll probably get used to it, too. It probably won't be, you know,
okay.
Won't be that bad.
Yeah. And you seem, your energy is very uppity.
Yeah.
I feel like you can, I believe you would do well with it. Whether or not you would be happy is something that you're going to figure out later on. That
right,
road,
yeah.
Financially.
It's not the big thing I'm going to do. It's just for now anyway. But
yeah, I'm hearing connections coming out of it, too.
Well, that's good. That's it.
So you're the right people. So
good.
Yeah. And if you do get into a dispute with somebody between now and the beginning of September, I feel like it'll blow over. And I feel like there's a chance, disputes in your past, maybe. Healing too. So this.
Oh, with what? Over what?
You just got some healing of disputes around you right now, and it could have been relationships, a family. I just feel like this is going to be a healing time for you as far as relationships go, also.
Right.
And between now and the beginning of September, even. So I just feel like you may find that happening, an argument or a dispute, even from the past, blowing over. Or if you find yourself in the middle of one between now and the beginning of September.
Actually, one thing you read from me before, you told me I was going to move, and you told me that more than once, and I'm going to move.
And did you?
Yeah, I'm beginning the process. I'm looking for some place now. So it was very unique, weird way it happened.
You better stop calling me.
Yeah, well, my roommate, like, she's like, oh, I'm gonna be expecting now. Your room's gonna be turned into a baby room now, and you'll have to leave in a month. I'm like, oh, geez.
Yeah, he's gonna say, don't
call. Where'd that come from? I'm like,
every time you call that guy, you move.
Yeah, I told her. I said, that guy I talked to, Michael. Yeah, he said that too. And he kept telling me over and over, like, and she thought that was funny.
That's good. But let's see. Other than that, everything looks good for you, buddy.
Yeah.
A real good vibes and energy from you. There's been a healing with you within you too.
Yeah, I felt better. I mean, I got a ways to go, but
I can feel that in you. Like there's been an uplift or a healing within you too.
I've got to work on my health now too. That's a big thing now. It's like
you're gonna do good at it too.
Yeah. I guess it sounds like the job I'm going to go after might be one that I should be taking, and then connections and good energies with it.
Just to get established. Yeah, I mean, you can always change.
Right, yeah.
You know, it's not like you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, if you're wondering whether you're going to be working or if it'll be good financially, you know, it would be. And, you know, and then you can figure the rest out on your own.
Right,
After you... And I don't think they can smoke anymore either. Isn't that a plus now?
They can't smoke here. Yeah, they're not on. This is like sort of Indian territory, actually. So.
Oh, so they can smoke.
It's a casino,
there?
So it's like they can sort of smoke in there. Yeah, they're happy about that. No,
well,
I'm not happy. I don't smoke. I look like I get lung cancer from that. I don't even smoke a day in my life. And
that's what I talked to a bartender once. He was a non-smoker, and he said if it wasn't for the smoking, but then all of a sudden they did away with it. So.
Yeah.
But you judge it out, weigh it out, see if there's something else that comes your way.
Yeah.
Do you?
How about being a blackjack dealer too? And they got to deal with the smoke too, but they make more money than that though.
Yeah.
But working and becoming a bartender, then that makes more a lot of money too as well. Yeah. So.
I mean the experience and the connections. You know, I mean if anybody can find a job, a bartender can.
Right.
You know.
Definitely.
So you're gonna wind up with 20 business cards every night.
Yeah.
But
that's right.
But I feel financially it would be good for you.
Well, that's good.
And a change.
Try to figure out who that relationship person is.
Yeah, it could come out of this job.
Yeah, because actually there was somebody I liked, say, a couple months ago. I sort of got off of because I couldn't talk to the woman anyway. But then this person may be closer to me than I expect, like in this coming job. Let's put it that way.
Huh.
And you know, maybe even in charge of me, possibly.
Oh, and she'll be connected to maybe this upcoming job?
Well, yeah, definitely.
Oh.
One of the people in charge, so that might...
I didn't know that.
Just throwing one out there, but...
So that's why I'm being pulled to this, then. I feel like she may come out of that.
What's that?
The relationship may come out of this future job.
Because I was pursuing it, but then I just sort of, I didn't see her anyway. It's hard to even say something. She's... in a bad mood for whatever reason, and they don't see her. It's like, whatever, you know.
Now, what you're saying is if you take this bartending job, you'll be bumping into this girl.
Maybe, but that's not the reason I'm taking it, though. I'm taking it for the money and for the...
I understand that.
Ideal purposes, yeah.
Okay, but what I'm saying to you is when you asked me about relationships, I felt it connected to and coming out of this job, bartending job.
Incidentally, yeah, it will be,
And I'm also being told that hard feelings and disputes will blow over and be healed now.
Okay.
To me, that's kind of uncanny in a way.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, I think it was accurate, right on the nose.
Yeah, hard feelings with this individual or different something from the situation?
Well, this you and her ain't together because of disagreements, or you just fell apart, right?
No, that person just was unavailable to talk, and I couldn't connect. But I felt like I could. One time I thought I could, and another time it was just too much time went by and too much disconnection. And it was like, I couldn't even get close enough to begin to. But I thought, well, there could be something if I had the opportunity. But I thought, then I just was taking a lot of energy up, and I just gave up sort of.
Well, put it this way. I wouldn't doubt it if you bump into her and things are better. How's that sound?
Okay.
I wouldn't doubt it if you go that direction.
Mm.
Because I feel relationships that were there before coming back into being. So
cool.
Could very well be her. You know. All right, Chris.
All right.
You take care of yourself. I'll give you some numbers.
All right.
I got 11 and 14 and 26.
Okay.
All righty.
All right, thanks.
Okay, Chris,
okay.
You have a good night.
Have a good night. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care. Okay, everybody. If you're new to the show, you're a new listener, I'm here twice a week. My name is Michael Goger. The name of my show is You're in the Thoughts, and BBS Radio is the best radio station in the world.
Could very well be her.
I got a caller. Caller.
Hey.
Hi.
How are you?
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What's your first name?
Agatha.
Tabitha?
Tabitha.
Tabitha.
Uh-huh.
Good. Where are you calling from, Tabitha?
I'm calling from Pageland.
Where?
Pageland.
Where is that?
In South Carolina.
Oh, okay. South Carolina.
Uh-huh.
Great. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you.
Are you a regular listener, Tabitha?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
When I get my PC going.
Oh, good. You tell your friends about us.
I will do that.
Okay. Tabitha, I feel like there may be some friends now that I may be having. I'm worried about my friends for some reason. I feel like I might have had a dispute, or there was a separation, or there may be with friendships, or a group of friends, or somebody special, and.
I don't know. I'll have to look into that one.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's going to happen. I just feel like I'm going through that. Did you just have a friendship or...
A friendship?
A friendship or family issues that went bad, or people got separated or not talking no more, or...
Well, I'm working a lot on myself.
Oh, okay.
Maybe that's what you're feeling.
I'm definitely feeling that. Did you just have a loss? Did you just lose someone in recent past? Somebody close to you, or was there a loss recently?
Like a death?
Yeah.
There wasn't a death.
Okay. Why do I want to say pet? Did you just lose a pet?
No, my little dog went to the vet.
Oh.
But she's good. I thought she was going to die.
Oh, okay. I was wondering why.
But she just had she had some cysts in her body.
Oh, okay. Because I kept hearing, I was worried about my pet for some reason. And
very worried about my pet.
I was worried that I was going to lose him or lose her or lose
him. I did. I really was. But she was all right.
Yeah. Okay. 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 Tabitha, with you, I would like to... how is the dog doing now?
How
better?
Is who?
The dog doing better?
Well, it was a horse and a dog, and they're both doing fine now.
Okay. So everything's okay then?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I was worried over nothing.
Good. Good, I'm glad. Okay, I'm worried about my friends, too, especially if they're new friends. be a little on the cautious side with new friends.
Mm-hmm.
Or friends now that you know that might be a little shady, or you don't trust them, or they're doing something you don't approve of.
All right.
Keep your eyes open for that, and then don't get involved with anything that you know isn't up and up. You know what I mean?
All righty.
Okay. And especially if they're new in your life, too.
I tend to not go to the newness right now. I'm working pretty hard on myself.
I can feel that. And what's going to happen is, as you work on yourself, there may be a few friends or acquaintances in your life that you feel maybe are no longer needed, or they're not to your liking anymore because you're developing in a different way and you're expanding consciously and spiritually.
Mm-mm-mm.
So there may be a few people that kind of like fade away into the background. So
yes, that's okay, though.
Don't let that bother you, and that's okay because it was meant to be anyway, and it's a good thing.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I'm also, Tabitha, with your also working on yourself, you're also healing, too. There's a lot of healing going on within you.
A lot of healing.
There's a lot of healing going on within you. You're healing yourself, and you're also changing.
Uh-huh.
And while you're working on yourself, there's also healings taking place. And there is a... I feel like there was a loss that stayed with you, and it's a male. It's an older male, and it wasn't recent, but it wasn't that long ago, maybe a year and a half, maybe. Was it a grandfather or father or possibly an older brother?
A father?
Yeah. Did you lose your father?
I lost my father.
Okay.
But he's right here with me.
He is right with you. I was pulled right to your father.
Yeah, he's right here.
Yep. And he's always with you.
Yeah.
Okay, and he didn't cross not too long ago. I mean, it was like a year and a half maybe, or?
A year and a half in March.
Okay, because he's holding his, he's making me feel like it really, really affected you. Losing their dad, it affects them, but this really...
I feel him more now than I did when he was here.
Yeah, that's what he's telling me. That's what he's telling me. He goes, I didn't go anywhere. That's what he's saying.
Yeah.
He goes, I'm right here. The one thing he wants you to work on, I feel as though, is possibly regrets. Regrets of the past. He wants you.
I know he has a lot of regrets.
Yeah. He wants you to work on some of yours, too. Stop looking into the past or regret.
I pretty much stay in the present, though.
Maybe it's him, then, with the regrets? Is it?
I just have a hard time with people getting into my space. Trying to tell me what to do a lot of times when I mind my own business.
Yeah. Huh. Interesting. I feel as though I think it's him with the past. There was regrets with the past. It's like your dad is making me feel like there were some things he wished he would have did. That he didn't have time to finish or to make better or something. can't put my finger on it.
Yeah.
But, he keeps bringing it up. It's almost like he was hoping you could do it or understand or something like that. But anyway, he's sending his love, taking me to a creek, too, some type of a... He's showing me like a bridge over a body of water. I don't know what this means to him or you, but...
A bridge?
Yeah, like a little bridge going over a creek or a body of water. I don't know.
We lived on a bridge. Our driveway was on a little bridge over a creek called Country Lane.
Oh, okay. Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
He likes to stand there or something.
Yeah, he stood there a lot.
Yeah.
He stood there and pondered.
Yeah, he says that's what he's saying. He goes, that's where he likes to hang out. That's where he's hanging out.
Yep.
Interesting. And he's also saying watch your friends and your acquaintances, too, and people around
he's
you.
He's always telling me that.
He feels like the people around you are causing stress or bothering you, so
mm-hmm.
He says the same old, same old. He goes just...
I get misunderstood a lot, and I don't do anything very, very much to be misunderstood.
Right.
I don't understand that very much at all.
Right.
I just am me, you know?
I feel like you've been too open, possibly.
Huh?
You've been too open with people? You let people in too quick?
I just am me, though, you know? And how can I not be me?
I understand. I know it's hard. I know it's hard. But you judge them by their fruit. If they're... You judge everything by its fruit. You know what I mean? If they're good for you, then it's good for you.
Yeah.
And from here on in, that's how you should judge people, by the fruit that they that they produce. And
past couple of days, I tend to become a hermit.
I'm feeling that. That's that cycle with you. I'm feeling cycles.
Yep.
You go through cycles with this. That's
I've gotten a lot of apologies lately,
yeah.
And misunderstood people. People misunderstood me.
Good. Good. That's a good thing, and I feel like that's what you're going to be dealing with, too, a lot of
I'm going to continue writing my books, I guess.
Good. Stay active with that. And this cycle...
I guess I had to get to the bottom to get to the top.
Yep, yep. And you're going to become a little more... meditative. You're going to be doing some meditating and reflecting and a little more of that too going on. I can feel it. And I don't want to say withdrawing into yourself. You're not really withdrawing into yourself, but you're reflecting on deeper things, I'm feeling, and beginning and creating more. And the book would be an awesome way of doing it.
Yes.
Okay. And I'll give you some numbers and I'll let you go.
Okay.
I got a 15, a 5.
15?
Yeah. 5 and 7.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you for calling. Tell you
for blessings. And God bless you forever and a day.
God bless. Blessings.
Talk to you sometime soon.
Okay. You
on the radio.
You have a good night. Tell your friends about us.
I'll do that.
BBS Radio. Best radio station.
BBS Radio.
That's right. All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling. You
God bless you all.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, everyone. If you'd like to contact me in private, my email is goingwithin_2@yahoo.com. And I am here two nights a week. It's Sunday and Wednesday, midnight Eastern Standard Time. And I believe I got time for one more reading, Don. If there's a call, I'll go to it. If not, I'll,
Hi.
Oh, there's a caller. Caller, how you doing?
Hi.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you.
I can't hardly hear you.
How's that? Is that better?
A little bit.
Okay.
I was wondering, I'm in a situation at home with my husband. And I was wondering when I would get to leave.
If you're going to be leaving
I can't hear you.
How's that? Is that better?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay.
I'm waiting for my disability to come through. I got a letter saying it might be 17 months to my hearing, though.
Okay. What's your first name?
Joyce.
Joyce?
Uh-huh.
Where are you calling from, Joyce?
Huh?
Where are you calling from?
Pekin, Illinois.
Illinois?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I'll tell you. Let's see. Now, you plan on leaving your husband when your disability comes through?
Yeah, or something else happens. He cheated on me.
Okay. Well, what's the possibility he's going to leave you? Because I feel like he's got to go somewhere, or he's gonna go somewhere.
I have no idea.
Okay. I wouldn't be shocked if that happens. I just feel like... I feel like by the end of August, one of you is going somewhere. I feel like, yeah, but I'm leaning with him for some reason. I don't know why.
You think he'll leave?
I just got a feeling I'm leaning towards him leaving, yeah.
Because he always says he won't leave.
Yeah.
Do you think I'll get my disability at my hearing?
I feel you do. I do.
I will.
I do feel it coming through for you.
Okay.
I do. And I feel some activity with it by the beginning of September. When is your hearing?
They said it could be up to 17 months.
Oh, so you just applied then?
No. This is my third. I'm waiting to go before a judge.
Right. But,
They said it could be... They said it could be up to 17 months, and I need it now so I can get out of here. I have no money. He gives me no money.
Right. You applied for disability?
Yes.
Okay.
A year ago.
Now, is this...
I've been turned down twice. Now I'm waiting for a hearing.
Okay. Sometimes they notify you in the mail that it's approved.
You think?
Yeah. I know people that had it done that way.
Well, I have braces. On both legs.
The only time I seen a hearing was when it was into an appeal. It was being appealed or challenged.
Yeah.
But anyway, things have changed since I've been involved in this type of stuff. Anyway, but
I ever be happy?
Well, I can't do this in a 10-minute phone call on radio.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you have a lot going on in your life.
I know.
Your head is spinning.
Huh?
Your head is spinning. You got so much going on in your head.
I don't know what to do anymore.
I'm having a hard time even grabbing the imagery I'm supposed to grab. That's your head.
Yeah.
You need somebody, first of all, to talk to.
Yeah.
Somebody close, somebody you can trust, somebody you can count on.
Yeah.
Maybe even a professional. Do
I
you
go
have
to
a counselor?
A professional. I go to one.
You do? Okay.
Yes.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's going to continue being fast and active and...
Huh?
And confusing.
I can't hear you, sir.
How's that? Is that better?
That's better.
Okay. I almost got the phone in my mouth.
Sorry.
I got to get a better phone. I'm sitting here holding the phone to my head. I still do good, though, considering.
Yeah.
But anyway, listen. I'm leaning towards the disability being in your favor. I really am. For some reason, I want to say there is activity with it, like a letter or looking for info or...
Okay.
So I wouldn't be surprised if by the 1st of September, beginning of September, you have something pertaining to your disability going on, even if it's a letter giving you a hearing day, maybe, or something?
I got the senator helping me, too.
Oh, that's good.
And I have a lawyer.
Excellent. Excellent.
So,
I was going to say, I feel like
be
you're
okay.
being...
I called today, but he wasn't in. Would it be okay to call him and tell him my situation tomorrow? That I have no money, but I need out of here. And I'm out of medicine, and I need it. I'm in pain.
Yeah.
I mean, he won't give me no money whatsoever.
Huh.
He'll buy me stuff, but I'm stuck at home. I can't go anywhere.
Right.
You know, he don't care. But he don't want a divorce. It's all about control.
Yeah.
I'm just stuck here.
I know. Do you have children?
I have four.
Wow.
Together. We have four together.
Are the kids going with you or staying there?
Yes, he told me as long as I didn't get him for child support, he'd stay around. But if I get him for child support, he'll run and the kids will never see him again. So I agreed not to get him for child support.
Huh.
So the kids can have their dad in their life.
Right. Well, the lawyer and the courts are going to do what needs to be done anyway.
Okay.
Do you have a vehicle or a car?
I have a 95 Jimmy.
Okay.
Chevrolet.
Okay.
He's got a new truck.
There's a slight possibility. I feel like I am going. Do you have any offers to go anywhere with anybody, a relative or a friend?
I can go live with my mom.
Okay, because I got a feeling I'm going to go with somebody or to somebody, and there's a bond and there's a connection there. And that may take place by the end of August also.
Really? I will.
So if he's claiming he's not going anywhere, so you should act as if, and if you need to get out of there, your mom may be the right thing to do.
Okay.
So you're with somebody that can help you.
I just wish I had some money.
That's going to have to come later.
I know.
When, you know that.
I'm trying to hang in here for the kids. It's just hard.
Yep. I know. That's going to be up to the...
My fingers are sore from redialing.
Right. Oh, that you've been redialing all night?
Yes, I was redial. My ear was getting sore.
That's good. I appreciate that.
Well, that's fine.
I like
that. I appreciate you talking to me.
That's what keeps me going.
All right. I appreciate your time.
Now, listen, what was I just going to say? One thing I wanted to say to you was...
I can't hear you, hon.
Follow through with your mom.
Okay.
Don't rule that out, because you'll need the help once things start going for you. You'll need help also.
Yeah. I know they'll help me. My dad calls me every night.
Good. I was feeling that. That's what you got to do. That's where
they
you
are really
to...
supportive. They feel bad.
Yes, that's where you need to be. That's where you need to be. They will help you.
Okay.
Okay,
I really appreciate this.
And I feel like by the end of August, you and him are separated or away from each other, so God bless and take care of yourself.
Okay,
you have a good night.
You too. Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you. Take care.
Good night. Bye.
God bless. Okay, everybody, I'll be here every Sunday and Wednesday, midnight Eastern Standard Time. If you'd like to get me in private, it's goingwithin_2@yahoo.com. And I'd like to thank BBS Radio and all the folks here. They're doing a great job. Don, Doug, you guys are fantastic. And you're running a great site and a great station. And if you're listening, explore the BBS Radio station. It's a great site. They got all kinds of stuff going on. Great hosts, different shows. Enjoy and take care, and I'll see you next time. Take care, everybody, and good night.